I know that thinking and Facebook don't usually go together, but let this be a reminder that you should think before you like. Researchers at the University of Cambridge in England analyzed just the likes from 58,000 Facebook profiles in the United States, and they discovered statistically significant connections between what you like and your personality, habits, sexuality, politics, and more. Here are a handful of the weirder ones that I found. People with high IQs like curly fries and Morgan Freeman's voice. People who are satisfied in their life like Indiana Jones and swimming. People who are unhappy are more likely to like iPods. People who are extroverted are more likely to play drinking games like beer pong and flip cup. Competitive people are more likely to be fans of Julius Caesar, Nietzsche, and for some reason, Timmy from South Park. Neurotic people like Kurt Cobain. Old people love Dr. Oz. People with lots of friends are more likely to shop at Dollar General and be fans of Jennifer Lopez. People without many friends are more likely to be fans of In-N-Out Burger and Iron Maiden. Straight men are far more likely than gay men to get confused when they wake up from a nap. How they figured that out, I have no idea. People whose parents are still married are more likely to be fans of Gene Wilder than people whose parents are divorced or separated. People who don't do drugs clearly have no other vices because they're most likely to like sour candy, milkshakes, and chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Non-smokers prefer Rocky and Hondas. Smokers like Rob Zombie and wearing Under Armour. So that makes me a high IQ having Indiana Jones liking Nietzsche reading confused waking up milkshake loving Rocky movie watching son of a gun. Hit like if you agree. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.